Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2332. Is peer-to-peer lending a good way to make money? By Cindy with womenwhomoney.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Welcome to another Monday Mastery episode here on Optimal Finance Daily, where each Monday, we take a look at an article that features a more complex personal finance topic. So with that, let's get right to our next article and start optimizing your life. Is peer-to-peer lending a good way to make money? By Cindy with womenwhomoney.com. Are you tired of lackluster interest rates? Concerned about the record highs of the stock market? Searching for an easy way to diversify your portfolio into alternative investments and achieve solid returns? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then peer-to-peer lending may be an investment strategy worth considering. What is peer-to-peer lending? Peer-to-peer lending, or P2P lending, allows you to loan money directly to borrowers. It effectively cuts out the middleman, the bank or lending institution. Lenders, individual investors, and borrowers, typically smaller companies or individuals, come together online via a P2P lending company or platform. For borrowers, P2P lending offers several advantages over traditional lending practices, like competitive interest rates, less paperwork, and faster decisions for approval. This relatively new market is growing rapidly. PricewaterhouseCoopers estimates the P2P lending market could reach $150 billion by 2025. That's billion with a B. How do you invest in P2P lending? Starting to invest in P2P lending is simple. You only need to choose a P2P lending platform, open an account, deposit funds, and begin reviewing potential borrowers. Each P2P lending site outlines the qualifications and procedures to start. The required minimum investment, which can be as little as $25, varies by platform. After reviewing the profiles of potential borrowers, you decide which borrowers to lend your money. A profile includes detailed information about each loan, such as the interest rate, reason for the loan, term of the loan, typically 2 to 5 years, and risk assessment or grade of the loan. The loan. With each loan, you can choose to fund none, some, or all of the loan. Once the loan is fully funded, usually by multiple investors, each loaning a portion of the requested funds, the borrower begins to make payments on the loan. You can decrease risk by investing small amounts into multiple loans rather than investing a large sum in one loan. This also helps diversify your investment into different grades of loans with different terms of maturity. As each payment on the loan is made, a portion of the payment, which consists of interest and principal, returns to each of the individual investors involved with the loan. The profits are available for you to reinvest in other loans or cash out. Each P2P lending platform charges a small fee for investors. These fees vary by site. With hundreds of loans available at each of the lending platforms, it's easy to get overwhelmed. So each site offers you the option to manually select the loans or automate the process. This automatic option allows you to select the criteria of the loans of interest to you, risk grade of the loan, for example. The platform automatically invests the amount you specify into the loans meeting your criteria. Who are the major peer-to-peer players? The oldest peer-to-peer lending platform in North America is Prosper. According to the Prosper website, it was founded in 2005 as the first peer-to-peer lending marketplace in the United States. Since then, Prosper has facilitated more than $12 billion in loans to more than 810,000 people. In 2007, LendingClub launched, and their site states, "Over the last 10 years, we've helped millions of people take control of their debt, grow their small businesses, and invest for the future. Prosper and Lending Club are by far the largest P2P lending sites in North America. However, with the growing popularity of P2P lending, other players are joining the market. These include Upstart, Funding Circle, Peerform, and Lending Loop in Canada. Advantages of investing in P2P lending: help support small businesses or individuals by lending money, start investing with a small dollar amount, customize loans, the amount of loan, risk level, term, etc., diversify loan portfolio by spreading money into multiple loans, achieve higher yields than currently available through savings accounts, CDs, etc., and automate your account so that you don't have to review individual loan requests. Disadvantages of investing in P2P lending: you risk losing money, potentially all of your principal, if borrowers default on loans. Your principal investment is tied up for the full term of the loan, typically 2 to 5 years. P2P lending has not been long-term tested in the marketplace. It's gained popularity within the last 10 years. Your investment is not FDIC insured, and the qualifications or restrictions vary by lending platform and permanent residence of the investor. Some platforms do not operate in all states. Is P2P investing a good way to make money? Although it's relatively new, P2P represents an opportunity for individual investors to jump into the lending process, a process that has historically been unavailable to anyone other than large institutional investors. As with any investment, you should carefully consider the risks and rewards before you invest. If you decide to invest, peer-to-peer lending can provide you with healthy returns and a reliable income stream as loans are repaid and help diversify your portfolio. You just listened to the post titled, "Is Peer-to-Peer Lending a Good Way to Make Money?" by Cindy with womenwhomoney.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. I thought this was an interesting article because I've never considered peer-to-peer lending as an investment strategy. I've participated in peer-to-peer lending, but it was more from a charity perspective. I use a platform called Kiva to make loans to disadvantaged entrepreneurs around the world. While it's a loan and not a donation, and Kiva borrowers have a 96% repayment rate, I've always reinvested all of my repayments, and I've never really considered the small amount of money I have in Kiva as part of my investment portfolio. Because peer-to-peer lending comes with additional risks and fees, for me personally, it's in the same category as real estate investing. It's something I would like to expand into eventually, but because I'm currently actively investing in my own business, I'm not willing to take on additional risk until my business is more stabilized. However, I did think it was interesting that some P2P lending platforms allow investors to sell their loans on a secondary market, providing more flexibility and liquidity to investors. For instance, if an investor needs to withdraw their money before the loan maturity date, they can sell their loan to other investors on the platform. Also, P2P lending may have some tax advantages compared to other investments. The interest income earned from P2P lending is typically taxed as ordinary income, but some investors may be eligible to offset their P2P lending income with investment losses or depreciation. Additionally, some P2P lending platforms offer tax-advantaged accounts like IRAs, allowing investors to invest in P2P lending tax-free or tax-deferred. And that's another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. Thanks as always for joining. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.